In this video, I'll demonstrate the use of the autocomplete extender control that ships as part of the Microsoft Ajax Control Toolkit. The autocomplete extender is a great way for you to provide real-time suggestions to your user as they type into a text box in your ASP.NET web form. So to get started, as usual, I'll fire up Visual Web Developer, create an Ajax-enabled website, and go over into our default ASPX page. Then first thing we're going to do here is grab an ASP.NET text box control, and just for easy viewing, I'll center justify my control. And here's the text box that's going to be the target of our autocomplete extender. I'm going to go ahead and go down to the Ajax Control Toolkit tool tab in my Visual Studio Toolbox, grab an autocomplete extender control, and drop it onto my page. That message just tells me that there's already an instance of the Ajax Control Toolkit DLL in my bin directory. So the next thing that I need is I need a service to call as the user types in the text. So we'll do that by creating a web service here in our ASP.NET project. So we'll say add a new item. We'll make this a web service. We'll say place the code in a separate file, and instead of web service, I'll call it autocomplete. Now, for the sake of the demo, I'm just going to use a I'm just going to use a static method, and a couple of things we need to do here. So the first thing is, in order for this the web methods in this class to be accessible from JavaScript code, we need to add the system.web.script.services.scriptService attribute. And this tells the ASP.NET runtime that we want the methods that are found in this class that we're defining here to be callable via via JavaScript. So it tells the runtime that it needs to answer calls that end in /js by generating the JavaScript callable proxy. Also, because we're using a collection here, we need to import system.collections.generic. Okay, so let's just look at this code really quickly here. So what I'm doing here is basically I'm just taking when this gets called, I'm taking the input and I'm appending. I'm appending three randomly generated characters. Now, this is just for simplicity's sake. In your application, there are lots of opportunities for how you can derive this data. So, for example, you can use a SQL expression with the like parameter to search various fields in your database. You could keep a cache of previously entered data. Really, the options are limitless. In our case, we're just going to sort of auto-generate. Really, doesn't matter what the web service does in terms of how you use the control extender. Back on our page here, now we can go in and we can start to configure our autocomplete extender. The first thing we need to specify is the target control ID. And in our case, the target control ID is the one text box that's on the page. So we'll just use that name. Now the next thing we need to do is we need to specify what we're going to be calling by way of script path and script method. Service path and method. But in order to do that, we need to add a service reference so that the script manager knows where to go and get the proxies to the JavaScript callable service methods that we're going to be calling. So I'm going to create a services collection, and then inside the services collection I'm going to specify a service reference, and I'm going to indicate that the path is going to be autocomplete.asmx. We just have to specify the file name of the asmx file because this is a local web service, so it's in our project. If it were in another project in our solution or elsewhere on our web server, we'd need to specify a resolvable path. So now that I've done that, I can specify the service and the method names. So So our service path. And our service method is going to be the name of the method that we used here, so get completion list. Let's also a couple of things we want to add. Let's see. Minimum prefix length, and this is the number of characters that need to be typed before we start calling the service method to make suggestions. The other thing that we want to tell it is completion set count, so how many suggestions do we want to be returned? We'll set that equal to 12. And again, there are a whole collection of properties. So for example, let's see. We'll set enable caching equal to true, so we can use caching to improve the performance a little bit if we want to, what have you. That should be enough to for the purposes of the demo, so let's go ahead and fire it up. You see we have the text box will appear. As I start to type into the text box, when I get to 3 characters, notice that the suggestions start to appear, and we get 12 of them because that's what we specified. And that's it. It's that easy to use the autocomplete extender control that ships as part of the ASP.NET AJAX control toolkit to add dynamic suggestions to your user input using text boxes and Microsoft AJAX and the AJAX control toolkit.